the accelerator. The Mercedes was heavy, but it leaped ahead as if somebody had goosed it. The second check threw something. A bomb of some sort, it had to be. It burst a few meters behind the hurtling auto. Heydrich yelped and swore and jerked his left hand. Blood ran down his palm and dripped from his fingers to the Mercedes rubber floor mat. He tried to make a fist, then yelped again and thought better of it. Only after Klein flung the car around a couple of corners did the Reichsprotector think to ask, "Are you all right?" The driver reached up to touch his left ear. His gloved hand came away red.
"Just a scratch."
He paused a few seconds.
"I think we've got away from the stinking bastards."
"Yeah, if more of them aren't lying in wait for us."
Again, Heydrich needed a moment to add,
"You did well."
Thanks.
Klein sounded a little shaky. Heydrich supposed he did too. Anybody who suddenly got dropped into combat was liable to. The driver went on,
"How's your hand? Shall I get you to a hospital?"
Heydrich was already wrapping a handkerchief around the wound.
"No, don't bother. I'll live," he said.
"Take me on to the castle.
A doctor will be on duty there, or we can send for one. And then..."